one big difference from 1988. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A lot of folks have been comparing this year's drought to the last major drought that took place in 1988. But the Director of Research and Commodity Services for Iowa Farm Bureau, Dave Miller, says there's one big difference between then and now.
The difference is we came into the 1988 drought with almost a year's supply of corn already in the bin. That is not the case here. We're coming into this year with about 3.5 weeks of corn supply in the bin at the end of the 2011-12 marketing year. So this drought is much more difficult to deal with than some of the past droughts that we've had. It is likely to cause a lot of volatility in the markets, a lot of uncertainty, and uncertainty for planning for producers of all users of grains, whether feed, fuel, fiber, whatever it may be.
Some analysts were surprised when USDA dropped its average corn yield estimate by 20 bushels per acre in that recent supply and demand report. But Miller sees it as a positive move by USDA.
I think it actually helps restore some credibility in USDA of, you know, the crop condition reports indicate there's a real severe problem out there. And it made the supply and demand reports much more meaningful. And we understand the problem. USDA really doesn't have any field data yet for those crop yield numbers, but yet the industry is coming out with estimates, and USDA was in line with those of what the industry was doing, and I think the industry really appreciated the fact that they did make the type of adjustment they made in July, and because it makes their estimates of the demand side, the usage side, relevant to the industry, and we can use them to plan for the future.
Dave Miller, Director of Research and Commodity Services for Iowa Farm Bureau. That organization will hold an economic summit in Ames, Iowa, this Monday and Tuesday, July 23rd and 24th. Many topics to be discussed, including the drought, volatile commodity prices, risk management, and the continued viability of the ethanol industry. That should be an interesting discussion. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will provide the keynote address at that economic summit on Tuesday the 24th. Many other key players in the nation's economic future also on the summit agenda. Economist Danny Kleinfelter of Texas A&M University and Jeff Plagge, president-elect of the American Bankers Association. For more details on that, go to iowafarmbureau.com. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.